Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There have been reports out there that the Cubs have the third highest revenue in Major League Baseball and yet the 14th highest payroll.
Thanks for starting off with a softball. Appreciate that. it's really hard to compare one team to another. The revenue line that I see used most often is pre-revenue sharing. When you look at gross revenue numbers before revenue sharing, before CapEx, before property tax, before amusement, all that, you're not really seeing a real picture about what's available to put into your baseball budget. You know, it would be like me saying, hey, David, what was your gross income? And then what's your biggest expense? Let's call it your mortgage. Mm-hmm. Boy, you're really rich. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, yeah, but you've ignored all of my other expenses and my taxes. So it's fodder. It's interesting to talk about, but it's, you know, wildly inaccurate.
I don't know if that's quite apples to apples here, but I digress. Wait, I don't digress. Just for a minute. According to a lot of numbers, the Dodgers revenue, they spend 73% of their revenue on the baseball operation. The Cubs, if we're being generous on most of the reporting on this, are somewhere around 40%. That's why, to me, the Dodgers are not the evil empire.
Well, I don't want that to sidetrack it. I know. Sidetrack the segment or conversation.
Now I digress.
Well, that was a digress. That was a digression right there. But I hear you. Look, Crane Kenny, that was part of a couple of few minutes of kind of trying to massage the messaging and massage the thought process that a lot of fans are having as they hear about the money and the spending. It's a really interesting offseason. Like just 2 days ago, there was an article in The Athletic where Patrick Mooney and Sadaf Sharma were like, the Cubs realize they need to spend. Okay, so there's yet another, you know, informed source or a couple of sources saying they know they need to spend. So here they come. All right, and then you heard they were close on Dylan Cease, etc. They need to spend, and they need to spend fast. This is an offseason where guys are signing quickly. Schwarber he played the game with the leverage to try and get a fifth year, got the fifth year, and immediately got it.
There are some guys who aren't going to wait till March.
Dylan Cease apparently told Scott Boras, I would like to be in Toronto. Go ahead and work out that deal. And so Boras did. Okay, done. The Mets are missing out on some people. There's talk that the Mets want Michael King. If they're going to zone in on Michael King, that's the guy that I want. And I think that's the guy the Cubs should want most of all. And I know it's a guy they do want. Go get him right the hell now.
Like the Dodgers did with Edwin Diaz.
They closed a deal on Edwin Diaz. Absolutely. There are some teams maybe decided between Michael King or Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez. And if you're the Cubs, you want to play a little okey-doke while you wait for the numbers to come down or wait for Michael King's market to settle. Don't do that. Go get the guy you want. I hope that they move fast. But there's a way that Jed Hoyer is talking about the Shota Imanaga thing that I just don't buy. This is the most recent bit of it, right? This is yesterday. This is Jed talking about what a lot of us believe was something they didn't really want to happen, but ended up happening, which is Shota taking the qualifying offer.
You know, we had the club option. He had the player option. And then, you know, obviously, you know, we knew, you know, we knew if he didn't accept the player option that we were going to offer the qualifying offer. You know, we knew there was a possibility he'd accept it. And we didn't know, obviously, the odds of it. You know, clearly we wouldn't have offered it if we weren't excited to have him back and if we were going to be handcuffed by it. So we weren't blindsided at all. We definitely didn't think it was a 100-0 that he was going to, you know, decline, or 0-100. And we knew it was somewhere in that range. And I think that was actually the case for, you know, for all the guys that ended up accepting. I think it was for all of them, it was sort of like, okay, there was a debate. You know, I didn't think there was any guys it was obvious, like, this guy's clearly going to accept. I think four guys accepted because, I don't know, it was in sort of that gray area. We're definitely getting a super motivated pitcher back. He didn't like the way the season ended.
The adjustments that need to be made are largely physical, or there's some mental hurdles?
I think largely physical. I mean, I think that we sort of like, you know, I don't think what to say here, you know, but I think we look at where he was when he came back from the hamstring, and I think like he probably created some bad habits, whether those were just bad habits, whether they were caused by actual limitations, whether they were caused by imagined limitations. I mean, who knows? But I think there was definitely changes to the quality of the fastball as a result. And I think that everything for him kind of stems off of great ride he has on the fastball. And that wasn't the case at the end of the year. So, like I said, you know, who knows where all those things start? Because it wasn't as if he came right off the IL and struggled. He actually had a lot of really good starts in there, but clearly, you know, things caught up with him, and he struggled at the end. So
I suppose in his defense, it's not like you can say, yeah, we didn't want him and we gambled that he wasn't going to take the offer and we were surprised and it's unfortunate. When you have the guy, I suppose that you can't say that, but he really gave it to you there in the middle. Like, it wasn't 100, you know, we weren't sure. And I think that's all the guys. They were absolutely surprised. And Jed has been saying that it's not going to preclude them from getting a starting pitcher of consequence, that it's not going to preclude them from spending. That's the part that I don't buy. I just don't buy it until I see it, until I see you really spend on the guy that you want. And if it wasn't Dylan Cease, okay. If it's Michael King, great. If it's Zach Gallen, I like that a lot less. If it's Tatsuya Imai, I like that a little bit less. I like King and then Imai and then Gallen. But until I see them close the deal on one of those guys, I don't buy this idea that they're not hamstrung by Shota accepting the offer. I think they are.
I don't know if they're necessarily hamstrung. I do think that it still reeks of bad business. And you took a gamble. And Jed is at least admitting to the fact that they took a gamble on Shota taking the qualifying offer. He's not going to tell us that they thought it was 10%, but he's not saying that we were 100% committed to him coming back. Now, I get it. The club option is a non-starter. That's a 3-year deal, and you don't want to be committed to almost anybody for more than 3 years if you're the Cubs, especially not a pitcher in their 30s who doesn't have an overpowering fastball. My issue is still with, if you wanted Shota back, that's one thing. It's another thing to have a guy who had a disappointing season that Jed is pointing out there might be stuff that they have to fix with him physically, and then inadvertently or advertently give him a 50% raise.
Understood. Look, see, here's the thing, Lawrence. If that $22 million wasn't on the books right now, I think they would have closed a deal on the guy they wanted already. The way this market is going, if it was Cease that they wanted, they could have closed on that. If it is Michael King that they want, they could have closed on Michael King. Or Gallen, like, if they didn't have that 22 mil from Shota saying yes, I think they would have been aggressive. They told everybody they're going for pitching. They said they were doing it. We know they want it, but now they're forced because of their limitations of what they've decided is only another 50, 60 million that they're going to spend, that they don't want to spend too much. So they're trying to wait it out and hope the market comes back to them. Without that 22, I think their guy is with them right now.
I want to go back to what you said about spend now if you're the Cubs. And I think that the Cubs, what it looks like their strategy is, I'm not in those meetings. This is not anything that someone's told me. This is just looking from the outside. It looks like part of their strategy is, hey, man, there's probably going to be a work stoppage. So we got to figure out how to make our team really good for 1 year. And then we can reassess. We spent all this time getting bad money off the books. Let's not put more bad money on the books, but let's try to win in the margin in 2026. And so I wonder about whether or not I think that they had the right mentality. I'm okay with that as a strategy, as long as you then pounce, like what you're talking
about. Pounce on Michael King, who doesn't need a 5 to 7 year deal. You're going to be able to get him for 3 years at a high AAV. That doesn't lock you in for all eternity if there's a work stoppage. You're not giving out 210. So go ahead and lock that guy in right the hell now. Like, there is aggression within limits that can still fit the way they view the landscape.
Do they need even more pitching? Are we sure that Justin Steele is coming back and going to be a part of their rotation before midway point of next season?
That's why they need one. That's why they absolutely need at least one. That's why they absolutely need at least one in addition to having Shota. They needed two. And so now you're locked in at Shota at 22, and you'll have to get at least one more. Yeah, I mean, because you'll have Boyd, you'll have Tyone, you'll have Shota, you'll have Cade Horton, who you hope is going to be able to give you a lot more, and you'll have Javier Assad that you can look at. You've got Colin Ray you could look at. You've got Jordan Wicks you could look at. What you don't have there is a power righty that you're like, give that guy game one of a playoff series, or give him 5 innings in a consequential game. King is that. I don't think Gallen is that. I think Imai might be that. I'm not sure.
Zach Gallen's what, 30?
31, I think. And the stuff has fallen off a bit.
How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
So, Scott, how many quarts does it take to get a gallon?
Ladies and gentlemen, is he Abbott or Costello in this?
He's Abbott. He's Abbott.
Yeah. Boris is Costello.
Yep.
Well, I think for Zach, it's high quality. Never crude, always refined. And when you pull up to the pitching pump, you know, a gallon is always premium. So he's exactly a rotation fit.
Okay. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Bruce went measuring cups.
Yeah.
And Boris went gasoline.
Bruce was guessing on the angle of the pun.
I think Bruce deserves a spot in the writer's room.
You know he's gunning for that. He would run screaming from the score and marquee.
So would I. If they were like, hey, we just need you to punch up a couple of... We're going to pay you, and you can live wherever. Just be there for the GM meetings and the winter meetings. We just need you to punch up a couple of jokes for Scott. I'd run from this job.
We also need you to carry the soapbox. Could you be the guy carrying the soapbox?
100. I carry one every day. Fine.
You do?
We a talk show host. You gotta have your soapbox.
But I mean literally,
yes,
physically.
Yes. Yes. For what Scott Boris can probably pay me? Uh-huh. Yes. I'll punch up your bad puns and carry your soapbox.
Texters say that they want to trade for Mackenzie Gore, or they want to trade everything they have for Tarek Skubal. Like, you need a game one starter if you're not going to get Michael King.
Okay.
In my mind. So, boy, you ready to give up the farm for 1 year of Tarek Skubal? If you think there's going to be a work stoppage and you don't want anything on the books.
I mean, Didn't you kind of do that for a right fielder?
You did, but then you stopped short of continuing down that path. So
yeah, and the reasons why are questionable. It's questionable why you stopped.
Talk about exciting a fan base if you trade for Tarik Skubal.
Talk about exciting a fan base if you would assign Kyle Schwarber.
Got a lot of options to excite a fan base, but it's not a fan base that's very excited right now. A lot of people waiting around, waiting for them to show you something.
And maybe they will. Like, there's still time, I think, for them to have an impact. But I thought that they would be a little bit more aggressive because it totally makes sense for them to throw a lot, maybe not throw, go for everything, but throw a lot at the 2026 season and say, all right, we're pretty good. How about we get great and go for it?
This is the time to absolutely do that. Time to do that is right now. And maybe the Mets are going to push him. Maybe the Mets will push him on Michael King as of right now.
Maybe the Mets get there first.
It could.
And they got some extra money because they don't have Edwin Diaz anymore because the Dodgers got there first.
Dude.
The Dodgers.
They needed a closer and they got themselves the best on the market.
Yep. That's what the Dodgers do.
That's why they're the evil empire.
That's why they're world champions.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
We're going to have some fun during the old work stoppage.
Yeah,
no,
we are.
Editors, no, we're not.
Yeah, we are, because we're going to be talking college football, baby. That's what we're going to be doing.
At 5:25, we are. That's for sure.
We're FIU Tech. Pete Futak's going to be on the show. But, I mean, during the work stoppage, we just might get into spring games. Can you imagine us broadcasting from the Illinois spring game? Let's go.
I don't know, man. I'll be breaking down every aspect of the CBA.
How many shows can we do from Circa? Can we do the entire work stoppage from Circa?
By then, you know, Bowen's kid will be playing somewhere. We can go and watch him.
I like your idea, Tanny. We do a marathon broadcast from Stadium Swim.
We'll call it a radiothon.
I'm listening.
No one's ever done anything like that.
That's a new type of situation.
Yes, it really is. It really is. Yeah, we're going to broadcast until the waitresses come home. That's what we're going to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't be following them.
That's from my personal dream of a radiothon, to broadcast until the cows come home. I want to go to a farm and let the cows out and just literally broadcast until they come home.
You laugh.
Can I do that?
There is literally a rodeo across the street from Circa.
Is there really?
Yeah, they've had it over there when we've been there a couple times.
They got cows there? Rodeo's mostly horses.
They definitely have cows.
Oh, they got bulls, yeah.
Yeah, at the rodeo.
Yeah, those are cows. Those are male cows. It's a good point. Lawrence, I live in the city.
Old Western Matt over here.
I'm a regular old city slicker.
Dead-eye Spiegel.
Lawrence, it's so funny you mentioned the rodeo. Did you hear, like, they had some problems in the Vegas rodeo?
Oh, no.
They did?
Yeah. There was a herpes virus outbreak. Oh. See, he just saw it for himself.
The horses got it? Or the cows?
Oh,
or
no.
The people? That's
right,
too
well,
bad.
That's actually really
I'm going to go there next time
the
we go.
The cows.
There. Oh.
They
cow
came home
herpes.
And, yeah,
that's
equine
tough.
Herpes.
Oh, no.
I mean, the worst part about that for the cow is you come home and you're like, your cow wife is like, where'd you get that? How did you come up with that? And you got to come up with a story.
There you go, Vegas.
You got to understand.
No, my bad. It was the horses, right? Is it the horses or the cows?
Alexander, you're on the internet.
It was one
you're
of the two. It was the
journalist,
animal.
Okay? This is no way. You're not going to win your list score doing this.
Yeah, Alex, come on.
That's messed up.
You're playing catch up on journalism awards here on this show.
We should probably.
It was the horses.
Okay.
All right. It was the horses.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is sort of the beginning of the real offseason in a lot of ways. And so, like, as a result, people are more, you know, kind of more willing to exchange ideas, be creative, and, you know, work late and, you know, sort of be in the same place. So I think that interesting things always happen. There's always ideas or things that come up here that haven't before, which is one of the nice things about the winter meetings. So I think that's kind of how it is already, and I expect it, you know, to continue.
Jed said that, like, yesterday at the winter meetings. Is that true? You know what happened after that? Kyle Schwarber re-signed with the Phillies, and the Dodgers are going to pay Edwin Diaz $23 million a year to close for them because they need every reliever who's ever played in the history of the game. I'm already mad. Well, this is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The winter meetings are underway in scenic Orlando, Florida.
Is that different from here? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, but you know what? The flip side to this is that Florida is a peninsula, and it gets really windy, and I hate the wind on the hair.
It doesn't get windy here?
Not the same. Not the same. As weird as that may sound, like, the wind is not as consistent as it is in Florida in the spring.
I will take the Florida wind over the Chicago winter winds.
Not me. I will live here every day.
And you know what? And you know what? The crazy thing about the Dodgers is it's not necessarily that they need all the relievers, but they are going to say, hey, if there's a reliever out there that might stop us later, We'll just make sure they're on our team
they
instead.
They have become the Mr. Steal Your Girl. Like, if there is a reliever that you have thought about, like, even just thought about, you remember last year it was like, oh, yeah, these relievers are available. No, they're not. Bottoms up.
Protect your relievers, everybody. Cubs, hold on to Daniel Palencia. Don't let anybody touch Porter Hodge or Ethan Roberts.
Is it bad that the first thought that came to my head when the news came up about Edwin Diaz, 3 years, $69 million to the Dodgers is, I wonder what the Cubs would have offered Edwin Diaz if they were interested in him.
It would be interesting, though. Like, you look at the Cubs' bullpen. They Brad Keller's a free agent. Kitty is gone. We know Kittredge.
Kel Pomflex, yeah.
Yeah. Drew Pomerantz, the Big Easy. He's gone, free agent, right? I mean, they could come back. Who knows? Your guy, Thielbar. Thielbar's a free agent.
Well, that's Caleb. A big one, in my opinion.
Caleb
Thielbar is a big one.
The other Caleb, as I like to call him.
The other Caleb, yeah. But like by far.
Also has arm strength.
He's way back in the Caleb line.
Very, very strong.
But we didn't really know much about those guys last year, so you figure you kind of trust what they're doing with the bullpen.
It's a roll of the dice, Grody, and you're saying you can rehab guys, and you're hoping that you can build a whole living room with furniture that you picked up from this thrift store and that thrift store, and that you
like
found
Ben Brown and Porter Hodge and Ethan Roberts.
Well, so
Ben Brown is their guy. He's a drafted homegrown guy.
Yeah, he would not be a thrift mart purchase. You're right.
No, Ben Brown was a whole investment.
It's a whole investment.
Do you trust your internal woodworking to create the couch that you need, the kitchen table, and the end tables that you need? That's where we're at
right
now.
You can't just like watch a video on YouTube and think you've got this.
Well, people believe they can, though. That's why YouTube does so well.
But here's the problem. That's it. When you don't have enough money, you're trying to find creative ways to get what you need. And I think we're already seeing that. You know, we just mentioned the money is already talking at the winter meetings. And I thought that Kyle Tucker was going to set the market. But guess what? Kyle Schwarber's 50-plus home runs did instead.
56.
Bingo. Yeah. Thank you. I don't want to. That's.
Don't shortchange that.
60%
no.
Way to 60. That 56 home runs.
55 plus.
Yeah. 56 home runs talks. And you exactly saw what happened. He's already off the market. Even the Pirates managed to get him an offer.
Pirates are like, what if maybe he wants to come here?
Hey, no, I appreciate the Pirates shoot being like shooter shoot mentality.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case with the Cubs and their approach to offense. Listen to what was said about Matt Shaw. This is Jed Hoyer when he was asked about his third baseman, for example.
I've been surprised by the number of media reports that, you know, like that kind of link us to, you know, to different guys and like there's zero lack of confidence in Matt. Actually, I would say the opposite. I think that when you look at his overall second half numbers and, you know, kind of what he did in the minor leagues, and I just think that those struggles are to be expected at the beginning. You know, the outliers are the ones that don't have that. So I thought what he did on defense last year was amazing. You know, I think that from, you know, not learning a new position, but like, you know, definitely not a position he's the most familiar with, and I thought it was like gold glove quality defense by the end of the year. So I actually thought there was a lot of huge positives last year. And like, if you sort of told me at the beginning of the year this was going to be the totality of his season, I would have been like, I'm good. That's like, think that we're in a good place.
Okay. I understand that that's how he feels. I think the reason people are asking that is because last year at this time, it appeared that Alex Bregman was the apple of their eye and that Shaw would be brought up in his stead. And then Shaw ends up going back down to the minors and then coming back. Does that take away from his second half of the season? No. But is it enough offense right now as a whole to figure out what's going on here? No.
He was a little more apple-y to the eye of the Red Sox, and you could say even the Detroit Tigers, because they offered more than what the Cubs offered to get Alex Bregman. In theory, and this is the problem, right? In theory, if Matt Shaw produces like he did in the minor leagues offensively, they're going to be okay from that particular perspective.
If Eloy Jimenez produced like he did in the minor leagues, he'd still be on the White Sox.
You're not wrong. Well, I don't know if he'd still be on the White Sox, but he would still be in the major leagues.
He's
how about
batting
that?
370.
What I'm saying is, when you look at the Cubs, what you don't want this to revert back to is, I hope they outplay the expectations from an individual and then a team level of the backs of their baseball cards. We need them to outperform in order for us to succeed. Because if they do that, that's what got them in trouble 2 years ago. Last year, they just went out and got Kyle Tucker, who went out and put up a 4.6 war. You tell me where that 4.6 is coming from next season. That Kyle Tucker provided. If you can tell me where that's coming from, if you're telling me that whoever DHs or whoever plays right field is going to bring that, and then Matt Shaw is going to make up the difference with his improved play, okay, maybe. But I it's hard for me to imagine that happening.
Yeah, I go back to the fact that that's it. How are you planning on replacing Kyle Tucker, who is likely to get $400 million? How are you replacing his offense?
I think in part, similar to the way they went into last season, they were hoping for, depending on players like PC, to get the PCA bump, to the guys that you have to, for them to rise up, which brings me to Matt Shaw. Well, of course, Bregman is the known, if you will. There it is. That's what the known means. We know exactly what Alex Bregman is, and we know that he's very good, and we know that he'd be excellent with the Cubs and be a terrific third baseman. You don't have to think about it. But Matt Shaw is a 24-year-old first-round pick in Major League Baseball who had a wildly up-and-down season. There was a period of time, Marshall, I think you remember this, where I did dub Matt Shaw the new PCA when he got really hot, red hot, and obviously I was joking about that. But I guess that's my way to say that I haven't given up on Matt Shaw as a baseball player. Like it's upgradable right now. Nobody knows what Matt Shaw is going to be in baseball. And he does have some serious skills. The bat, the hit tool and the glove tool are good for him. Is he going to be a great third baseman? I have no idea, but the idea that like he's nothing, like I think that's kind of silly.
No, I think it has more to do with the fact that you can have Matt Shaw at third base. But that means that you have to produce offensively elsewhere. We know.
But you're assuming he will not be good then.
No,
you're assuming that is what he is?
No, I'm saying to replace Kyle Tucker.
Oh, Kyle Tucker's numbers.
Yeah, you have to be good offensively elsewhere. So, like, you know what Dansby Swanson is, right? Like he's seventh in the lineup. We've accepted that.
The ups and downs of Dansby.
Nico Hoerner had one of the most consistent seasons we've seen in a long time. We know Seiya Suzuki needs help when it comes to protection in the lineup. Pete Crow Armstrong, once the league made an adjustment to him, we have yet to see what's going to happen and how he adjusts to that. That leaves your first baseman, which we think is going to be Michael Busch because it makes sense. I'm tired of seeing him platoon. So that leaves DH, right? Ian Happ is in left field. I'm sorry. I think that goes without saying at this point. So that said, that's where I thought maybe, I don't know, get your bopper, like a Kyle Schwarber type.
There's room. You know? Do you guys officially think the Cubs are not going to do it? They're not going to surprise us with a bopper?
When you fix all these positions, you've decided, like, this is who's fixed here, this is who's fixed here, where is everybody else going? Like, when you say you want to improve pitching, and Shota Imanaga accepts your qualifying offer that you extend, there's only so many spots here. So who's making an exponential improvement for you at the place you have left?
Really, the only place when you really look at it and like bear down on it to find out where can you figure things out, it's right field / DH / third base. That's the only, unless they trade somebody away, that's really the only, because let's be honest, catcher outperformed its position and what you thought they were going to do last year.
Yeah, do you think Carson Kelly's going to do that again?
Yeah, Reese McGuire, like that's what you're depending on. It's not just somebody outperforming. It's some of those guys just doing what they did last year again. That's the issue here.
I think the Cubs are smart enough to know that Carson Kelly is not going to do what he did last year, and they probably will come into the season. They'll put their team together, assuming he will be what he has been for his entire career previous to this season. I mean, right, that's a smart thing to do.
Okay, I think the smart thing also to do is maybe not give Shota Imanaga the money that you gave him and allocate that towards either
it's
a
done,
harder
though.
Throwing
pitcher. There's nothing we can do about it. But like, now we got to talk about moving forward.
That's because you
just
gave
keep
them credit, Mark, for being smart. I was like, how smart do you really think they are? Because I wouldn't have done that.
Wait, I said they were smart? How?
You said I think the Cubs are smart enough to realize that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to give them this baseline of intelligence that you know they might not deserve, frankly.
I don't know if it's that. I think they took a risk. I think they thought that somebody else would pick up Shota Imanaga and they'd look slick and get the qualifying offer.
Right. I think we all thought that.
And instead, he got a raise.
I call it a ruse. You call it a raise. I call it a ruse.
I think that's well said.
The whole thing
well
was a
stated
ruse.
By you, I Mr. Grody.
Thank you. I love saying
ruse.
Do we
even think they're going to sign somebody who would be expected to hit 30 home runs in a season?
Well, Michael Bush did last year, so it's not like you can't find those guys, right? I mean,
well, and they traded for him.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I mean, define creativity and define the production that you're willing to have or willing to go after.
Yeah, see, that's the part that sucks is we all have to be really creative. If we're going to think along with the Cubs right now, I guess we have to be creative in our thinking and look who's available and might be open to trade.
All right, I'll start scouting AAA around and see who's out there that's blocked that maybe they can go make a trade for.
Just look at the bad teams or the teams that you project to be bad going into the season. See who's on the roster. See what pitcher is there. See what slugger is there. And that's probably what the Cubs might be thinking.
Or a team that, you know, has made a lot of moves to trade away people like the Diamondbacks have. You know, where they're likely to lose Zach Gallen. They traded away Naylor. They traded away Suarez. And now you're wondering, is Ketel Marte next?
Bring me Ketel Marte.
Bring me Ketel Marte.
Dude, that guy hitting leadoff? You feel better?
They should be.
What position does he play again? Okay. I'm just saying, you can move some guys around.
DCA.
Or maybe move somebody. Yeah.
But you've locked yourself into these positions.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it hard. Coming up next, I don't know what you call this. The game last night between the Eagles and the Chargers was quixotic, confusing, confounding, an NFL game. Jim Harbaugh chose some interesting eyewear. And then there was what Jalen Hurts did. Courtney Turner, our friend who was here in studio earlier, referred to it. So let's examine. It wasn't a double doink, but it kind of felt that way. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Who's your favorite rock star?
You're Prince.
Morris. Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Just had a text from Bruce Levine.
Hi, Bruce.
Noted baseball aficionado, been around town for a long time.
Score Baseball Insider.
Good ballplayers come in all shapes and sizes in baseball, right? Your shape and size hasn't been all that popular these days, but it's pretty effective.
What are you saying, Bruce?
Exactly what I said, yeah.
I like my shape.
Covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Get a gallon.
I think for Zach, it's high quality. Never crude, always refined, and when you pull up to the pitching pump, a gallon is always premium.
Bruce Levine with Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys know this because you have people like myself.
On 670 The Score.
Bruce is down at the winter meetings in Orlando, so we were like, we should probably call him and find out what's going on with the baseball teams and baseball overall. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys. You know what? I've been covering the winter meetings for the last 36 years, and I've never seen a winter meetings where there wasn't even a whisper about trades. It's all been free agents. Some big free agents have signed here, but there a lot of teams are caught in between the free agent market and making deals. And they're a little confused as to where to go right now.
That's interesting. A lot of people, it seems like, targeting the guy they want and making it happen. That's kind of added to my antsiness about the Cubs not quite doing that yet. Do you think they're trying to be aggressive like some of these other teams have been?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think they can afford to be passive if you look at their pitching and their minor league pitching and trying to fortify a pitching staff that's not sure when Justin Steele will be back. A little bit shaky about Imanaga and the way he finished last year. You know, you have Cade Horton coming back from the injury on the rib cage. He should be 100%, but I don't think they feel it's a slam dunk that they have depth. And certainly their bullpen, they're in need of three bullpen guys. I don't know if you get that through trade or free agency, but you know, again, I think they will be spending money, and I think they'll be aggressive in the trade market. The only thing I'll ask you guys is if you're going in the trade market again, you're going after Mackenzie Gore of Washington, you're going after either Cabrera or Alcantara with the Miami Marlins, do you have enough young inventory players of your own to get back a player or a pitcher like that? I'm not quite sure that they have the pitching inventory to return to another team to get a top-flight pitcher.
Bruce, I know what George reported. I heard what Craig said. What do you think is true about when Justin Steele might pitch for the Cubs?
I don't think they know for sure. You know, I mean, when, you know, George reported in September, and yesterday when I asked, Craig about when they think he'll be returned, he said, well, definitely not opening day. He said, but, you know, we feel comfortable it's going to be in the first half of the season. So that's a lot of territory. You know, you're going through first half of the season can be April, May, June. You know, if something goes wrong, you know, if there's a hiccup, maybe George ends up being right. From all indications, he's throwing. He's not re-injured. He hasn't had any, you know, setback that we know of, and they're not talking about it. So you hope he is, but again, an injured pitcher coming back from a elbow problem, the other part that we're not talking about is, okay, he's back. How many innings can he throw coming back from elbow surgery? You know, and is he a viable 5 or 6 inning pitcher every 5 days?
Yeah, you know, as long as he is worked back to a good version of himself by August, September, October, ideally, you know, I'll probably end up feeling okay about it. But that means you really got to get this other starting pitcher that they're targeting, whoever that is. I want it to be Michael King because I feel like his stuff could merit a start at the beginning of a playoff series or like 4 or 5 innings of bulk in a really high leverage playoff series, that kind of thing. Who else beyond Michael King that they're talking to has stuff that could be that good? Does Tatsuya Imai's stuff profile to be that good?
I think they think so, yes. Just depends on, you know, what Boris feels he has to get for him. You know, Gallen's stuff is outstanding. He doesn't have great velo, but the Cubs have shown a propensity to not worry about velo as much as strikeouts, right? So, you know, getting Phil Maton as a bullpen guy. He throws 90, 91, but his strikeout, you know, I think he's 29%, maybe higher last year, strikeout guy. They don't care about velocity as much as spin rate and the ability to strike people out. So, they're looking at different variables of strikeout pitchers. I think we can all agree that they need a strikeout pitcher if you're going after a starting pitcher. You need somebody that can strike people out. They don't need another contact guy in their rotation.
Bruce, how do you think a possible work stoppage changes the way that the winter meetings works or doesn't work this time?
Well, that's a really good question because we don't know about long-term contracts for guys that aren't superstars. From, like, you know, you saw the 5 years for Schwarber, you saw the 5 years for Alonso today. These are pretty much guaranteed 35 to 45 home run guys. But, you know, the rest of the markets, we don't know, you know, if there are any 6, 7, 8 year deals. Like, I think the thing that I find the most strange about this offseason is that the predictions of Kyle Tucker getting a 7 or 8 year deal for, or 10 year deal, first reported by Jim Bowden for an average of $40 million a year. I mean, come on. He's a good player, but he's not a number one player. He's not a superstar. You're not paying him $40 million a year, and you're not doing it for 10 years. So just because the market has these players in it doesn't make it a great market. I think it's an average marketplace right now. Cubs are going to have to play in the pitching part of it, both in starters and relievers. I think they've done their due diligence at these meetings, texting and emailing each other. Hoyer admitted the other day they don't have very many meetings anymore at these winter meetings. They do most everything by text and by email.
So John Heyman just tweeted a couple of moments ago, Bruce, that the Red Sox and the Cubs were the other teams that met with Pete Alonso in Orlando on Tuesday night. He was never spotted by media as he went through a side entrance and used a service elevator. That surprises me that the Cubs met with Pete Alonso. I didn't think they'd be in on a guy like him or a guy like Schwarber. As much as that hurts and is sad to consider.
Yeah, I'm already kind of sick of the...
I mean, what do we mean by in on, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's like Devin Williams. I reported this morning on Mullion Haw that the Cubs had a 3-year offer for Devin Williams before he signed a 3-year deal with the Mets for $51 million. But it wasn't for $51 million. His preference, according to some agent sources, is that he wanted to go to the Cubs, but they didn't approach $51 million. And frankly, for Devin Williams, I don't think I'd be approaching 3 years and $51 million for me as well.
Well, that's really interesting because the bullpen, God, I wish they'd been able to re-sign Brad Keller, like even during the year, but maybe he didn't want to. I don't know if he wants to be a starter.
Not gone yet. I mean, there's still possibilities. Him, Theobar, Pomerantz, they could all be back. I mean, if they believe in those guys and they believe in the money that they're asking for, you know, they all had sensational years. I think the one thing that's interesting, guys, is that, you know, the Cubs have a great pitching lab. They have great pitching people. But I don't think they're arrogant enough to think that they could go into next year and get three unknown bullpen guys and they all could have star years in the bullpen like those three had.
Yeah, okay? Is there a chance that they're in on Suarez or any of the other big-time relievers?
I mean, you would hope they would be. But again, after Diaz gets $23 million a year, I'll say that again, a closer getting $23 million a year, what is Suarez going to expect to get?
At least that. I mean, well, maybe.
Maybe not. I mean,
oh, you know, yeah, no, 20, is, 18, 20, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, but times what?
Three.
You know, again, so.
Yeah, three at 54, they, something like that, but, three at 54.
We're walking around the issue, and the issue is the Cubs do have probably $55 million, $45 to $55 million to spend. But you can spend it real fast on bullpens these days, right? 25% of your payroll with the way bullpen pitchers are paid right now can be, you know, going to relief pitchers. So with that in mind, they have more money to spend, but it takes a lot more money to play poker right now.
What's it been like talking to White Sox people after them picking up the number one pick?
They really felt they won the lottery more ways than one. You know, because, you know, talking to Chris Getz, it's just a feel-good moment for the fan base, for the young executives of the White Sox, that they can look forward to picking, you know, ideally right at the top, the best player, and you hopefully the next player out of UCLA is the next Bobby Witt. You know, that's what you hope for. Not all 1-1s work out. The White Sox have had two in their history. One worked out really well in
Harold Baines.
Yeah, the other one, Danny Goodwin, didn't quite work out for them. But, you know, again, when you have 1-1, you know, all with, you know, tongue-in-cheek, you have to hit a home run, right? So hopefully they're going to get this right. I know, you know, to be sarcastic or to be negative about the White Sox, I think you have, or anybody has a right to be, because of what White Sox Nation has been going through. But this is a feel-good moment, you know. So I hope they use this time here over the next couple months to make sure they get it right and move on from there. Certainly White Sox fans are entitled.
Bruce, you've been doing great work down there. Is that a fire alarm behind you or a set of crickets? What's going on?
I'm at Disney World. You know, I'm on.
Is that Jiminy Cricket himself?
It's a small world, after all.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Could take that in a lot of ways, can't I? It's just at the airport, Southwest Terminal. Everybody's having a good time here. So
yeah,
it sounds like it.
But I mean, in closing out, you know, the White Sox are going to be waiting. You know, again, I asked Chris Getz again for the 8,000th time about Louis Robert before he walked out of these meetings here this afternoon. And he said, look, the same response was, we expect Louis Robert to be our center fielder and be with us in 2026. I don't, okay? And I hope for them and White Sox fans that he's traded, because God knows he still has a lot of talent. We haven't seen it as far as the offense goes over the last few years. He gets hurt at least two or three times a year. You know, please let Louis go somewhere else and bring in two or three players that might be able to help you. I think that's the goal.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.